Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we're featuring Motown songs that charted on the U.S. Billboard's pop charts between September and November of 1971. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, Martha Rees and the Vandellas, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, The Temptations, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and Rare Earth. Well, first up, a number 9 song in the U.S. Billboard pop charts by Marvin Gaye. Well, Marvin's album called What's Going On was a smash. And now, with this single coming up, Inner City Blues Makes Me Wanna Holler, he had 3 number 1 rhythm and blues songs and top 10 pop hits in a row. Here, Marvin's double-track vocal seethes with bitter frustration, yet the song, anchored by bassist Bob Babbitt, washes over the listener like a warm, inviting wave. It was the last track from the sessions and on the album. The album version includes a reprise of the title track. Inner City Blues was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance by a male. Well, Lou Rawls won the actual Grammy Award for his more traditional rhythm blues hit called Natural Man, and Marvin was angry. Marvin recalled that Lou had gotten it before, and I never had, not in the 11 years that I had been making records. I knew it was my time, but it wasn't. I was deeply hurt by the whole affair. I felt like I was swindled. I was mad at Lou. I didn't like the way he handled it. And if I hadn't watched myself, I could have wound up fighting him. That's how mad I was. I thought I turned out great work, and the Grammys didn't give me the time of day. Well, here is Marvin's great song, right here on Motown Memories.
Then she wants more. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Memory by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. That song was called Bless You, but only reached number 53 on the U.S. Billboard charts, however. Before that, The Supremes without Diana Ross, a song that only reached 71 called Touch. And we started with that great Marvin Gaye song, a number one rhythm and blues smash, and number 9 on the U.S. Billboard pop charts. Inner City Blues makes me want to holler. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For the balance of this half hour, we're featuring songs that were released in the latter part of 1971, and they made chart status on the U.S. Billboard pop chart. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson's solo debut single, Got to Be There. Well, Michael was an obvious focal point of the Jackson 5, but at age 14, he wasn't necessarily a lock to go solo, an almost impossible thought to imagine now at this point after Michael has passed. Well, at the time, critics saw the move as a cynical attempt to echo Donny Osmond's success, just 8 months older than Michael, who'd launched a solo career in March of 1971. Michael recalled at the time, "I just wanted to try recording alone." Well, Berry Gordy got into the mix to decide about releasing Michael separately. One of his assistants told him that Michael Jackson is a much better singer than Donny Osmond. Why can't he have a solo career and be with the Jackson 5 at the same time? Well, Gordy thought it over and he said, "Okay, we'll do it." Here is Michael in a solo debut, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
And made me cry again.
Motown memory from Diana Ross, I'm Still Waiting, that only reached number 63 in the U.S. Billboard Pop Charts. But we started with a great song by Michael Jackson that went all the way up to number 4 in the U.S. Billboard Pop Charts. Got to be there. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature Motown songs that hit the U.S. Billboard Pop Charts in late 1971. Well, coming up, a Temptations song, Superstar, Remember How You Got to Where You Are. Well, the song was written by the great writing team of Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, and people were wondering whether the song was making fun of David Ruffin and Eddie Kendricks. Well, one of the Temptations, Otis Williams, confirmed in his autobiography, quote, Superstar was a hard-hitting multi-part lead that Norman and Barrett had written with Ruffin and Kendricks in mind. And I don't mean that they wrote it for either of those guys' voices. I hesitate to say that Norman and Barrett were poking fun at Eddie or David or their attitudes, but they were dropping a less than subtle hint. While another member of the Temptations, Marvin Franklin, recalled a month after the single was originally released that we feel that this record will be as important to the Temptations as Cloud 9 was. It's up-tempo and it's a lot more soulful than Cloud 9, but I believe it will be significant to us as any other single that we've ever had. Margaret Franklin continued to say that, needless to say, there are many people who have contributed towards our success. The Motown machine, you might say. All the promotion men, the distributors, our management, our booking agents, and everyone within the company, they've all done their best for us to succeed. But if I had to nominate any individual, it would be my colleague, Otis Williams. He's really been the rock for the group to always fall back on. When we've faced pitfalls, Otis has always been there, level-headed, and giving a guiding hand. Never complaining, just doing what he had to be done in a quiet way. He's certainly the most significant individual in the whole history of the group, and he's still here. Well, here are the Temptations, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
by me nightly.
seeking some other means of excitement and relaxation. I wanna be what she needs in every phase of life, in every situation. 'Cause I'm traveling my baby with me daily.
Somewhere. If we don't get our thing together. Big Brother will be watching us. He ain't gonna get me. Are you gonna let him get you? He'll never get me. He'll never get me, no. Big Brother's coming. No, he'll never get me.
Rare Earth, recorded on the Motown subsidiary label called Rare Earth, and that was Hey Big Brother, and they reached number 19. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Satisfaction reaching number 49, and we started with the Temptations. Superstar, Remember How You Got to Where You Are, number 8. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. For this hour, we've featured all Motown songs that were charted between July and November of 1971. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including those that were featured on this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.